USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the Iranian Navy says his nation can always shoot down more American military drones. The top admiral called last week's downing of an unmanned drone over the Straits of Hormuz a crushing response and says the enemy knows Iran can always shoot down another. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with allies and reminds us,
I think it's really important for everyone to understand that the Iranians are out sowing disinformation in lots of places. It is very likely that Iran will continue to present things that are fanciful, that are fraudulent, that are false.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reportedly planning to meet with 9/11 first responders after backlash over the September 11th Victims Fund. The fund is set to run out of money soon unless Congress takes action, and the backlash comes from comedian and activist Jon Stewart, who accused lawmakers like McConnell of using the fund as a political bargaining chip. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a plan to eliminate the student loan debt of every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will submit his proposal in Congress today. That plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion in debt for around 45 million people. President Trump says he held off on planned immigration raids over the weekend because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up about 2,000 illegal aliens around the country on Sunday, but the president called off those raids. As far as Democrats and Republicans working together, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, believes,
let's just think about the Democrats' position here. These are people who have claimed asylum in our country. They've had their day in court, they've had their claims rejected, and now they face a valid and final order of removal. If we can't deport people like that, who can we deport? That's why the Democrats' position ultimately comes back to, in essence, open borders.
Cotton was speaking there on Fox News Sunday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
30 horses have died at Santa Anita Racetrack this season. And over the weekend, Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer was told by the California Horse Racing Board that he's no longer welcome at Santa Anita Park. Veterinarian Oscar Chavez tells Fox News they may want to look into other reasons as to why the horses are having to be put down.
They're focusing on one trainer, and instead of really investigating the issue in a broader way and coming up with potentially other reasons and or other factors that may be causing this, there could be really important lessons to be learned.
There was quite a few reboots and sequels at the movies over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the top movies.
There's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie, we're going home for you.
Coming in at number one, Toy Story 4, featuring Tim Allen and Tom Hanks. Coming in second place, the Chucky reboot, Child's Play, at 14 million. At number three, another version of Disney's Aladdin featuring Will Smith at $12 million. Speaking of Will Smith, number four is the sequel for Men in Black called Men in Black International at $10.8 million. The Secret Life of Pets 2, another sequel at number five with $10.3 million. And the movie about Elton John, Rocket Man, coming in at number six with $5 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.